Adrian.
What?
Guess what?
What?
Did you know you can support us and this podcast with a small monthly donation? Yeah.
Ooh.
We can use the money for things like better recording equipment, poppers, Grindr Extra, and other things to bring you better quality content. It's like OnlyFans, but we don't show whole.
Not yet.
You can go to anchor.fm/pulleyforachat and support two gays in need today.
Do it. Hello.
Hi.
Kapui for chat. What?
Bitch.
Oh my god. Not this.
It has been a fucking week.
Yeah, it has been. It's well, actually no, I've been good.
Oh, no. Let me tell you about my week. So, we'll start with something real simple. My sister got COVID. Yes, ma'am.
Dime que no.
I know. My sister got it. My mom doesn't think she has it, but like that she has to have it. She just texted me like 10 minutes ago. Her boyfriend has it, which is super awesome, super fun.
How is she doing?
She's fine, allegedly. She said that she woke up this morning just with like body aches and fatigue way, but she's fine now. Like okay. She has like cold symptoms for now.
Yeah. Well, hopefully she doesn't get it too bad because it's
hopefully
it's almost Christmas.
So I told my family, see you next year.
It's dawn. It's Christmas.
But that's pretty much been it. I mean, that's like the highlight of the week. Did anything else happen that was exciting? No, that's it.
Cool. Well, for me, it's been pretty good. I mean, I've just been at home. I went thrifting this weekend. Got some cute new clothes.
Oh.
That's it.
Fascinating.
Goodbye. Really reveling in the holly dolly spirit of the holidays.
Well, this day today in this year that we're recording, it is the first day of winter solstice. It's winter, mama.
Ooh. Mama, it's winter.
Mama, you know that on Christmas Day down here, it's going to be like 45 degrees for no reason?
Oh, wow.
Oh my God, there's drama.
What?
So this little, okay, there's this huge groundbreaking.
Names.
I'm getting there. There's this huge groundbreaking theater company called Pee Pee Poop. I mean, Mama. Oh my God. They were planning on doing this year. Their lineup was Evita. And
no.
As you know, Evita, nope. And something rotten. Definitely something rotten going on.
No, for sure.
And so the thing is with the Bush, they are not very organized. And they've been cycling, or circulating, the same poster with the same old cast that half of them have declined the contract. They keep circulating that poster on Facebook.
My God, wait, hold on. I saw the poster and they are dead naming people.
Bitch, you are reading.
That's our the drama?
Our Bluetooth just connected. No, mama. But hold on. And so they keep putting faces of people that have not accepted that contract, bitch. That soul-binding contract. And so today, two people that I know sent emails to Mrs. Gerald saying, hey, one, we're not in this show. We didn't sign your fucking contract. Stop saying that we're
Bleep
in the show.
All these names, please.
Oh, I'm going to. We're not in the show. We said we weren't going to be in the show. I don't understand what you don't understand. And two, you're using the dead name, which, like, it was pretty public, and y'all still circulating this poster and all this.
I had just seen that post, and, like, I hadn't seen it before, and so I was like looking at it or whatever, and then I was like, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Yeah, but it's like ongoing drama. I don't know what's gonna come up from it, but like, oh, and they are no longer doing Evita because they did not want to put a sad mood for the year after 2020. So instead of doing Evita, they're gonna do something rotten.
To be fair, seeing a production of Evita of a certain caliber would incite sad feelings for me, at least. Very much so.
I mean, Mama, that's an
Not
all-star.
implying that
That's an
that
all-star
production would
cast.
not be of quality. However, I'm just
Flat
saying,
on
as a general
Supreme.
statement, as a
Flat
general
on
statement.
Supreme. That,
Oh my God.
so maybe it's for the best, but
And we were saying all of this and like it's being recorded.
it's gonna be like, so I
This is
said bleep
like
and bleep bleep and bleep bleep
this
bleep.
is audio evidence of how we are awful people and why nobody likes us.
And so fucking what? The year's ending. And on that note,
So is the world.
it is the end of the fucking year. Can you believe that
Well, and
shit?
then on that note, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Chanukah.
No.
No? Okay.
Not
Did
that.
Hanukkah end?
Yeah.
Oh, was it fun?
don't know.
Okay, so do you celebrate Christmas?
Yeah. Not
Okay.
in a particularly religious way. I mean, like
Clearly.
my family, like, excuse me, my family sets up like the nativity scene or whatever, the manger,
Oh.
manger, that thing.
What'd you call me?
so we do that, and like they like pray like at midnight. I kindly don't participate. But we do that, but like, I mean, like, we decorate the house and we have the tree and we like have like Christmas dinner and we like do like the gifts and everything. We do the gifts the 24th at midnight, not
All of
like on
them?
Christmas morning. Yeah, all of them.
Oh, we only do one gift on, well, I always, my mom's like, y'all can open one gift on Christmas Eve and the rest on Christmas morning.
No, Mama, we don't do that thing of like waiting to wake up in the morning to like that is a very white thing to do. I was raised for the past 21 years of my life on the 24th. We have the dinner, blah, 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 and then when it's midnight, we open up all the gifts.
Okay. Do you think you're better than me?
It's very.
No, yeah, we open like one gift on Christmas Eve, like at random, and then on Christmas morning it's the whole ritual. Wake up, everyone's up early as fuck, opening gifts. Yeah. I mean, not
Yeah,
recently, but
no. I
like when
mean,
I was growing
like,
up.
we always do it like
Yeah.
the night before because that morning we like sleep in because we all got fucked up. And then we like have like a late brunch and then we're just like playing around with
Oh.
like all our gifts that we got and everything.
Oh, work.
Yeah.
When you were a kid, did you ask for a lot of things?
I didn't ask for a lot of things. I usually would be like, okay, well, I like would have like one thing that I was like, okay, like I want this, and like that was usually like my gift from Santa Claus, and then like the other things that I got, like I would just get like it wasn't like I like didn't have like a very long list of things that like I
Yeah.
wanted, like I usually what. Like, I usually just focus on like one main thing. Nowadays, I make like a wish list on like Amazon of just like things that I want slash mainly just need, because I find that I don't really have like a lot of things that I'm like, oh, like I want this or like I really want that. And like there are some things that I want, but like I tend to like pick a couple
I
of things that
want it. I
I
got it.
need, that I know I need, as opposed to like things that like I really want but like are very expensive. Like I would love to get like a Switch for Christmas, but like that's like a lot of money. So I'd rather just ask for like smaller things that like are more useful. So like clothing or like money, because I am saving up for things. Yeah. What about you?
I hate asking for gifts. Like, I absolutely, 'cause I never want anything. Like, I hate asking for things. I'm really
Yeah,
bad at giving
same.
gifts. Like, I hate asking. Like this year, there's like a whole bunch of like Secret Santas and white elephants at work and all these things. And I'm like, I don't want to ask for anything. Like, I don't like asking for stuff. That's not my thing.
I feel like the older I get, like I like feel really bad like asking for like really expensive things. Do you know what I mean?
I
Because I
get you,
know that
yeah.
like because I can either ask for like a couple of things that like my family can like afford to get like all of the things on my list and feel like really satisfied that like they made me happy, as opposed to like asking for one expensive thing and then like they can't afford to get me like more than one gift. Like, you know what I mean? Like if I asked for like a Switch like for Christmas, like I would just get a Switch, and like I feel like they would feel like whatever way, because it would just be like a gift. But if I just asked for like, you know, a couple different items that are much cheaper, like whatever. I think this year I asked for like a ring light, because I am obviously like doing a lot of self
MUA.
taping. No, I do a lot of self taping, and so I really want slash need actually like a tripod that like has like a ring light and stuff to do like my self tapes when I'm alone and stuff. Because now like with like how theater is right now, like it's all about like self tapes. Like I have to do like five like tapes before next semester for
Okay,
like a bunch of
yeah.
different things. So it's just things that are useful. And then also just like clothing, because I don't really have a lot of time or money to buy clothes when I'm at school. I got a little thicky during the
Oh,
quarantine,
gollum me, swallow me, drip then inside of
and
me.
so I have sized out of one of
A
my few pairs of pants.
large, okay.
So now I had to buy a couple more, because I deadass only had one pair of pants that fit me. Because I literally cannot fit my thick ass into any of my other pants that I have.
Well, mama, when you're eating Chipotle at 11 o'clock at night.
Mama, no. No. That is not a thing. No. It's not that. It's they've been drinking every
Oh,
night
true, true,
for
true, true.
6 months straight.
Well,
That's what it
bitch,
is.
binge drink, have like a vodka soda. Well, because
Yeah.
you like
No, no,
mamando
no.
sangrias.
No. Okay. The sangria thing is recent, actually, and I got them
And margaritas.
because with the sangrias, like I'll just have one and like I'll be chilling, because I'm like a pretty like heavyweight, so I would like come home like every night and have like at least one cocktail, oftentimes more than one.
We know. Do you remember the drunk episode?
Oh my God.
We got fucked up that day.
Yeah, but like did you see like how much I had to drink to get to that state? And
Yeah.
you had like two glasses of wine, and you were absolutely like jumping off the walls.
I had 3 glasses of wine and like one White Claw, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? I
If I
cannot
had
see straight.
3 glasses of wine and then a White Claw, I would probably be able to
Drive a car.
drive a car, run a
Oh.
mile, do a Simone Biles at the Olympics. Like, I like would be absolutely
You'd
fine.
be able to rim
Oh.
underwater basket rim. Oh,
Oh.
weave. Oh. Underwater basket rim. Ew.
You literally said you'd be able to rim, period.
But Christmas.
Oh yeah.
How long? I assume then from what you've said that your parents raised you or your family raised you on Santa Claus and that fantasy. How old were you when you were like, "Mama, what's up? This
Okay,
is
look,
riggery."
I had known for a while. I had known for a while that like Santa wasn't real. Okay, but here's the thing though. Pretty young, I like had a complicated like relationship with religion and stuff, and so it was only natural that like I would also be a little skeptical of Santa Claus. Also, like there were a couple of factors that I thought of too logically. So like I would think about, okay, like if Santa Claus is supposed to be like making these gifts, why are they brand names? Also, why is it
You're so annoying.
that Santa Claus has the exact same handwriting as my mother?
True.
Like, how that work? However, I didn't say anything because I figured out that he wasn't real because I was a logical thinker. And because I was a logical thinker, I said, I'm going to keep pretending like I believe so that I keep getting the Santa Claus gift. Because in my head, I was like, if I tell them that I know, then that's one less gift I'm going to get.
Oh.
And I had a brother who was younger than me. And so I didn't like officially like come out as knowing that Santa Claus was not real until like I was with my mom and we were doing the Christmas shopping, and then she like went to say something like about like getting my brother's like Santa gift, and was like, she looked at me and was like, okay, well like you like already know that like I'm Santa. And then I was like, yes, sis, I've been new. But I still get like a Santa gift every year, especially because we still have like young kids. So there's that. How about you?
I think I believed it fully until I was
19.
like 8 or 9, because the bitch ass kids in class were talking about it, and I'm like, "Can you guys pipe down over there?" And they ruined it for me.
Damn.
I know, I know. It was sad, but you know what? And still, I rise.
Okay.
But yeah,
Okay, wait. Let me ask you, what do you eat for the Christmas dinner? I'm curious to
Well,
know
okay, now
what y'all do in Cuba.
aside from the white side of us waking up on Christmas morning, we don't have Christmas dinner. We have Noche Buena for the kids at home. For our listener in Russia, that is when it's like Christmas Eve, like the dinner prior. There was pork. There was Cuban bread by the fucking loaf. There was I haven't had one in so long, so I don't remember. Basically, all the Cuban food, like lechon,
Not Lechon.
lots of sangria, lots of basically that, and like a fuck ton of Cuban bread, like that shit.
Yeah, that's fairly similar to like what we have, except instead of the Cuban bread, we have pan de jamón, which is just like it's
Bless you.
like a loaf of bread that is like it's like rolled like on the inside. It like has like ham and like olives
You're
and like
Venezuelan, right?
raisins and yes.
Yeah, I think I had a Noche Buena with my ex a couple years ago, and he was Venezuelan, and he
Oh,
cheated
John?
on me. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had that too. It was like the olives and the ham and the cheese
Yeah.
all in that fucking bread. And what are those called? And hallacas.
Oh, yes, we definitely have those.
Yeah.
That's like a big holiday thing
Those are fire.
in Venezuela, like
Those with
both
some mayo,
having them and then
fire.
also making them, because it's like a whole
Yeah.
thing, like where you have to make them and like make the filling and then like wrap them. It's like a whole like
It's like making the
thing.
pig. That's like a
Yeah.
whole thing.
Don't y'all do like the thing like where you put it in like the wooden box and then like you like it's like underground or like whatever?
Yeah, and it's in that bitch all day until you take it out and it's like,
Is it called like Cajachina or something? No?
That is, I think, AP Spanish. I don't understand.
Okay.
But I think, yeah, that is what it's called. But oh my God, and like all the little pastries and croquetas and all that shit. Oh my God, I miss it. It was so good. But like nowadays, I mean, I don't even know. I told my family, see you next year, bitches. Y'all got COVID. I am not going down there.
Yeah, woof. That really blows. So what are you gonna do? Like
For
just
them.
you and Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, at his parents' house, which is like in South fucking Jesus in Homestead, but whatever.
Oh my God.
They're young,
That's
they're
Havana.
fun.
Havana una na.
But like, oh my God, I remember when I was a kid, and like, this is now taking a turn for the real. Like
Oh.
before 2008, 2009, it was like fuck ton of gifts, celebration, party. Then there's a recession, mama.
Celebrate good things. Come on.
Mama, the recession 2008.
Oh, mama.
Mama, the gifts were fucking what's the word? I
Oh
forgot the
my God,
word.
hold on, hold on. I have the funniest story. So it was one Christmas a few years after the recession. So like back like when like we were getting like nicer gifts again, blah blah blah. This is really funny because I felt like such an asshole, but I was basically okay. What happened was my mom like works at like a school, but like she's worked at like a few ones before. And so at the school that she was working at the time, one of the teachers had a kid that either was very, very, very sick or had passed away. I think he passed away actually. And the little kid was really, really into like model cars. Like, you know, those like tiny like toy
Yeah.
cars that are like, yeah, those. And so apparently to like in memory of him or whatever, all the teachers, like the moms like from the school said that they would get their kids toy cars for Christmas.
Work.
So then what happened
Oh, God.
was that for me and for like my brother and stuff, like all of our gifts were pants and a t-shirt and then like a bunch of toy cars. So like it like was very and
And
I'm
you're
like, okay,
like,
like
not this, honey.
well, like I just felt really bad because I was like, okay, like this is really like it's meaningful and like we like talked about it because like you know pre-COVID like when you could have like a bunch of people over for the holidays we had like a lot of people there and like a lot of the people like the coworkers like from school were there and so they like all like they like talked about like you know like why they were doing this and like blah 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 you know and it was like a very like emotionally like you know charged like thing because you know like this kid had passed away. So then like I just felt bad because I was like, oh my God, okay, blah, blah, blah. But also like I do not care for these cars because I am not someone who is into cars, much less toy cars. And then I literally was like, wow, I feel like an asshole because I wish I had real presents. But yeah, so that happened.
I okay,
Isn't that
like
awful? Isn't that absolutely awful?
a little awful. Like, I know, like, it's haunting you.
No. It like it does because I like have like a bunch of them in my room still, and so like when I like look around and like I see them, I'm like, oh God, not
You're
this.
definitely haunted. I don't,
No, for sure.
I don't think there's been any gifts that I've
Like the
been like,
song.
I didn't really want. Like, I don't
Well, I
know.
mean, I had my like aunt who I don't really think very fondly of,
Say
for
her
one
name.
Thanksgiving,
Say her name.
Logan, one Thanksgiving, she got me like a Sudoku machine
Who?
from Walmart, like you know, like in like the cheap toy section at Walmart when they have like all those little like small like handheld like games or whatever. It was like a
Yeah.
Sudoku one.
But how's it a machine?
Well, it's like the
Oh,
little
okay, I got you.
those. No, it
Sudoku's
was.
fun though.
Yeah, but I don't like it.
It's a
Also, I was
gift though.
like, you could have just gotten me like a t-shirt. I think, okay. I feel like the true sign of growing up is when you go from being upset at getting clothes for Christmas to wanting them.
Oh my God, yes.
Like, I feel like most of the things that I ask for during like the holidays or for my birthday are either clothes or like very practical things, like a ring light so I can make myself tapes, or blah 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 blah, like a blanket, or like something for my kitchen, like a mortar and pestle, or like new shot glasses, like really practical things.
I
Shoes.
candles.
Candles. Oh my, candles.
Bitch,
Incense, incense. No,
incest the house down. No, let's talk about
redacted.
candles and scents for a second, bitch. What are your top three favorite holiday scents?
Okay. Here's the thing. I don't enjoy a lot of like quote
Joy, peace,
unquote
holly.
like holiday type scents. I like very either like fruity or like herbal
Faggot. Oop.
scents. So
I meant queen.
so I mean like it okay. I really love the scent of a pine though.
My, that is
Like a pine
my
tree that I
favorite,
really like.
like
Or
balsam.
something that like has like a little bit more of like a spice to it. Like maybe like pine tree and like pepper or like whatever. But like
I
I
thought you were
don't
going to say
love
pine
like
tree and pepperoni.
oh but I'm not like super into like the cinnamon spice type of can't like that is not for me.
Yeah, I have a candle right now that's like, I don't know why I have it. I just found it in my house. It's like hot cocoa or like chocolate, whatever, and it makes the house smell like dirt. But I
See, now I don't
love,
like that. I feel like I like
no, I hate
very
like sweet,
earthy
sweet,
or like
yeah.
tropical scents.
Some patchouli.
Sure.
No, but like I love my pine and my
That's why I like
balsam and all
incense. I
that.
really like I have like a box of incense in my apartment that's like all like fruit combinations.
But I
Like I
like
have one that's
also
like a kiwi or like a mango, and like those I really like.
like fresh scents though. Like I have one that's like peppermint. I love that one.
Oh, yeah.
Because like
I can get into
bright.
that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be something like bright. Like I really hate like a lot of like the Yankee Candle like weird like gross scents that they have that like I just I don't know. And like especially like a lot of like oh my God, like a gingerbread candle type thing. I think those are foul. Those are absolutely
Who
foul.
wants their house smelling like that shit?
Or like really okay, like vanilla. I don't want that in a
That
candle.
it gives me a headache. Oh, I remember my AP literature teacher. No, my AP English teacher in high school. She would always light a fucking like vanilla or like bakery candle in the room for
I
the class.
hate those.
It
I
was so
hate that.
nasty. I'm like, this shit
I
smells like a
absolutely
bakery.
hate those. I don't want my house to smell like it's a gingerbread house. I don't want that.
Absolutely not. It's dark-sided.
Like really sweet scents like that.
I would
I
rather my house smell like cum rag than gingerbread.
Mama, it does. I have been there a few times. It does. It smells like cum, wine, and weed.
Yeah.
And high chews.
Oh my God. You just brought back a repressed memory when you fucked up those 80 high chews in one sitting.
Look.
And one
Okay,
floor sitting, because you're on the floor, mama.
it was not 80. I feel like every time
Hold on. Tell the
you tell
girls
the
what a high
story, you
chew
like add like
is.
a decimal point. Okay,
Tell the girl
so a
what a high
haichu
chew is.
is like okay. So imagine like a Starburst, but like much, much better. I think that the flavor to me tastes
It's like
fruitier.
if a Starburst had a pussy.
Oh my God, it's. That's so foul. It's fruitier and it's supposed to be like you like chew it for a long time, so it doesn't like melt in your mouth as quickly as like some other chewy candies. I really like it because it's basically like you can chew it like for a while. It gets, if it's like gum, but like it's still candy, so you eat it.
Yes.
And it has like
Now,
really good flavors.
but now Adrian
It's
had
the supreme candy.
you had an
It
existential
wasn't 80, I think it was like
crisis.
50.
No. I counted the wrappers. It was at least
Oh my,
70.
stop,
It
stop.
was at the very least. Like, I don't know how you didn't need to get your stomach pumped that evening. How there wasn't like a blockage in your large intestine.
Intestine.
And Testina, I
Well,
don't
because we
get
like
it.
had.
It was over like a long period of time, like 4 hours.
Yeah, but did we like have food that night? I feel like we ordered food.
We might have. It might have been like
We
grilled
must
cheese or
have.
something. I don't know.
Or we came from having food, maybe.
All I know is that if that were me, I would have blacked out.
Yeah.
Like, I would have started seizing. But okay, so I think we should take a small break, touch up our makeup, and then I have a little game.
Okay, we'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-ba-ba. I don't know what that was. I'm sorry.
Please cut that out. And we're back after that sickening message from our
Oh
sponsors.
my God, I could cry.
Okay, so during the break, my partner and I went ahead and did a little Mad Lib. This is okay, so this one, it took us like a
This
hot
is
second because
a
it's
mad
basic.
song.
Yeah, it's basically it's the lyrics to Baby It's Cold Outside, but they were put through like a Mad Lib generator. So we're gonna do a dramatic reading for you guys right now. Ready?
Hold on, I was drinking some water. I'm lubing the cords.
Ew.
Okay. Are you Nicki or Cardi?
I think I'm Selena.
Gomez?
No.
What's your last name then? Good.
Glass. George Glass.
Anyways, okay. Do I start?
Sure. Yeah.
The baby is cold outside. I
That's
really.
the title.
I've
It's just
never
stupid.
heard the song. Okay. I
You haven't heard
really
the song
can't.
before?
I really can't talk.
But baby, it's sticky outside.
I've got to shove away.
But baby, it's sticky outside.
This evening has been so very soggy.
I'll stick. Oh my God.
Sound it
I'll
out.
stick your nipples. They're just like puss. Ew.
Ew. Is that how straight people talk?
Yes.
My father will be rimming the hole.
Clap to the tape punch.
So really, I'd better squeeze.
Stinky, please don't flip.
But maybe just a half a banana more.
Peel some flowers on while I run.
The shits might squirt.
Maybe it's icy out there.
Shoot, what's in the sphincter?
No glory holes to be had out there. Oh
I fire and you howl. No sense.
your toes are like starlight now. Oh my God.
To sing God, this Cuban bread.
Oh my God. I'll slice your chromatica thong. Your teta looks shady. Oh my
I ought to broil. No, sir.
Split if I sing in closer.
At least I'm gonna fuck that shafted. What?
What's the sense in licking my hole?
I really can't stroke.
Oh baby, don't fondle
But baby, it's horny outside.
out.
I slowly must read.
Baby, it's sharp outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's sharp outside.
Your pisslet has been
How dumb that you sucked in.
so bright and dull.
Flush out the cheek at this dawn.
Ooh, that was Shakespeare.
Oh my God.
My sister will be dirty.
Coño, your titties look shiny.
My brother will be there at the dildo.
Plugs upon the hard shore.
My maiden aunt's knee is thick.
Oh yeah, your ankles are juicy.
But maybe just a blunt more.
Never such a cock ring before.
I've gotta get joint.
But baby, you'd suck out there.
Say, lend me a coat. What's
It's
going
up to
on?
it's up to your knees out there.
You've really been scary.
I lick when you eat my hand.
But don't you flick.
How can you meet this green light to me?
There's bound to be a red light tomorrow.
Swing of my wrong sorrow.
At least there'll be plenty found.
If you got cockpit 19 and carried.
Really can't test.
Blow that porous out. Baby, it's long.
it's long outside. Mama, Billboard Top 200.
That was criminal. I cannot believe that we did that.
I don't think we're allowed to post on Anchor anymore.
No, I think we're gonna get demonetized.
Oh, did you ask for anything exciting for Christmas this year? Do you want anything exciting? Or did
Well, I'm hoping to get, aside from like the ring
money?
light that I want for, yeah, money, honestly, 'cause there's like a couple things that I want to buy for myself going into next semester, and also like a lot of money that I want to save. So yeah, nothing really exciting. It's a pretty low key holiday season, I feel like, for most of us.
But anyways, Christmas is this week, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like last week it was
That is
fucking
wild and
St.
out in
Patrick's
the
Day.
canon. No? What do you?
Do you think people are gonna travel a lot for Christmas? Like you
Yes, I
did?
do. What?
Like you did?
What do you mean?
I don't know, I was trying to be shady, but it didn't work. Anyway, I
Oh, you
think
mean like
people.
how I came home?
Anyway, do you think it's gonna be like worse than Thanksgiving?
Didn't you travel to Virginia?
And that's all the time we have today. Adrian, it was so nice having you on the show. Listen, if this gets out to Michael
Okay,
Friedman,
wait,
we're
hold
both
on.
fucked.
Okay, hold on. Real tea, real bitch hours.
I'm
This is our
listening.
last full episode of the season. Can you believe?
This is our last full episode. We have uploaded like 15 hours of content for you bitches since
I feel like it's
August. Isn't that
15
crazy?
hours.
Somewhere up
Wow.
there.
Oh, okay. Cute.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank all five of our people that actually listen to every episode. If you have any special requests and or ideas of fun things that we can do for our second season,
Second season,
starting in
bitches.
2021, we already have some cool things that we're currently working on planning for y'all. Some perhaps the addition of some visual episodes for all
OnlyFans coming soon.
Patreon, DeviantArt, MySpace. We're gonna be on all of
Reddit.
those. TikTok,
Oh yeah,
Tiki,
I gotta
we are
work
on
on that.
that. But yeah, send in like ideas you have about topics that you want to hear about. If you want to be a guest on the podcast, hit us up and
Gonna
we'll
say
see.
no, but you can ask.
Yeah. I mean, ask, but we'll see. We are trying to work on a really exciting guest list. AOC, Barbara Walters.
Blue
Wait,
Ivy.
didn't she die?
Barbara Walters is fully still alive.
I'm sorry.
Oh my
Melania.
God, Melania is definitely gonna be in the show.
She's on the first episode of season
Cherry
two.
pie.
No. I'm okay with Melania, but not with Cherry Pie. I'm sorry.
But yeah, I think that's it. Join us next week. We're just gonna be recapping some of the real fun times we had in
Do
this
do do
first
do do
season.
do.
We're still gonna monetize it, but you know what? We're gonna
Yeah, here we are.
look back.
Oh, and friendly reminder that if you have not become a monthly supporter, it is not too late. It is never too late to give us all your money.
Please do it.
Please.
And on that note,
Well, do you
no,
have any
hold on, hold on,
final
hold on, hold on,
quote?
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I say we both say goodbye, but like try to harmonize. But like don't even tell each other no, just do it.
Okay, ready? One.
3, 2, 1. Goodbye. Rotten.
Mine was pretty good, but I think that yours was like a little bit, you know.
You think? Because I was like, I used some vibrato, I think, in there. I used crescendo.
Something was definitely vibrating up in there, but you know, I don't know if it was anything good.
That joke flopped. Bye.
Goodbye.